Micah and Lewis on Triple J.
And the music video is really fun, which you've released at the same time as you are the song, unusual in itself. It's like essentially a bunch of fans crowded around in a circle, and Briggs is there, Jess was there, DZ Death Ray's there. It looks like a really good vibe, but was it awkward to shoot?
No, it was pretty much like playing a show, but just doing the same song for 6 hours.
Oh my God.
But I guess it was kind of funny because we did a call out for some fans in Melbourne to come down for a video shoot, and they just thought it was probably going to be a new DZ track. And then, they got hit with this hip-hop monster.
I imagine as everyone who's listening right now is feeling is the similar way to when Veronica and I listened to it for the first time. We were just looking over, like Veronica started listening to it. She's like, Lewis, quick, just put it on. I put it on. Then we're just looking over each other going, the hell is this? This is wild. It was so fun. Is this something that you're hoping to do more of?
I think so. I mean, it's just cool to see, you know, Trials put his flavor on it and then actually it work. Because, you know, Simon and I have always wanted to do something like this. To hear it as a finished product, and we're like, yeah, that totally works, and the vocals all sort of sitting, you know, together nicely. Let's see what else we can do over the next, you know, couple of years.
Will you guys ever be able to get together to do this live?
We've been talking about it. Maybe. I don't know. We'll have to see if we're all on the same festival bill or something. And we can kind of all jump up and do a rendition.
If anyone's listening and they have a music festival, make it happen.
Jess, how was the experience for you performing alongside Briggs?
It was amazing. I know I've always loved Briggs as well, growing up listening to his stuff as well. So just being on set with him, he's just such a boss.
Yeah.
So I was just loving it. And same with all like the young kids as well, when he's rapping his scene and they're all just like hyped behind him. It was an amazing experience, the whole set, being with all the boys too. It was a good crew.
That was the first time we actually met. Heard all these like all the track and stuff for ages, and then finally got to meet at the video shoot.
Wow.
Which is cool.
So DZ Death Ray is going to be heading out on tour from Geraldton tomorrow, and then just so many dates, like 23 dates or something ridiculous, finishing up in Bendigo. If you're keen, you should definitely go to DZ Death Ray's Facebook page. Will you play this new song at all in the show, do you reckon?
We'll play the DZ version.
Okay.
I'm not going to attempt to rap.
And before we let you go, Shane, we've heard a couple of rumors about this new album that you guys will have coming out this year. Can you just, like, you don't need to give us any details, just confirm some rumors that we may have heard.
Okay.
All right. There's stuff on it that you wrote with Kim from The Presets.
True.
Matt from The Bronx does vocals on a track on the new album.
True.
There's sax on the new album.
True.
Ding!
There's a bunch of very ambient tracks on the new album.
Yeah, somewhat true.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Whoa. I wouldn't say it's ambient, but there's definitely some parts of songs that kind of have that sort of feel. It's good.
That's crazy because you guys have only just put out an album last year.
Yeah, but we recorded that a year before it came out. Mm. So in that year, we were writing. And we're going to try and do another one, record another one in August.
Veronica, Lewis, Triple J.